The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. Coming on first is the Ministry of Railways, Railway Board, New Delhi has announced two vacancies for the position of assistant programmer through transfer or deputation. The position falls under pay level 7 as per the 7 CPC. Eligible candidates must be officers from central or state governments or union territories, universities, recognized research institutions, public sector undertakings, or semi-government or statutory or autonomous organizations. Applicants must either hold analogous posts on regular basis or possess 5 years of service in level 6 as per the 7 CPC, along with master's degree in computer application, computer science, information technology, or B.Ed or B.Tech in related fields. The tenure is of 3 years. The candidate must not exceed 50 years of age as of the application closing date. Applications along with the required documents should be submitted within 60 days of the advertisement's publication. For details, kindly refer to https://igod.gov.in/organization. Andrew Yule and Company Limited, a Government of India enterprise engaged in manufacturing, sales and servicing of industrial products, invites applications for two positions in the engineering division. The posts include manager and deputy manager design with a degree of mechanical engineering and 10 by 7 years of relevant experience. An assistant manager purchase with a degree of mechanical engineering and 3 years of experience in purchase and tendering protocols. The age limits are 42 years and 37 years respectively, with pay scales of grade E4 and E2. For details regarding the cutoff date, qualifications, experience, age and reservations, do look up the website at https://www.andrewyule.com/careers. The National Institute of Pharmaceuticals Education and Research, Hyderabad, a premier institute of national importance under the Department of Pharmaceuticals, Ministry of Chemical and Fertilizers, Government of India, has announced employment notifications for faculty and non-faculty positions. The faculty positions are that of professors, associate professors and assistant professors in various specializations such as pharmaceutics, pharmaceuticals, analysis, biotechnology, medical devices, pharmacology and toxicology, process chemistry, pharmacoinformatics, and pharmaceutical management. The positions are distributed across levels with pay scales as per the 7th CPC ranging from pay levels 12 to 14. The maximum age limit for these positions range from 40 to 50 years, and the non-faculty positions are registrar, assistant registrar, systems engineer, library and information officer, medical officer, scientist and technical supervisor 2, public relations officer, administrative officer, accountant, technical assistant, computer section, storekeeper, junior Hindi translator, assistant grade 1 and 2, and junior technical assistant. The positions have varying pay levels as per the 7 CPC and age limits between 27 to 45 years. The last date for receipt of applications is 30 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For further details, you may go onto the Institute's website at www.niperhyd.ac.in. The Supreme Court of India is inviting online applications for the engagement of law clerk cum research associate for 2025-26 session on a purely contractual basis, offering a consolidated remuneration of 80,000 rupees per month. Eligible candidates must be law graduates with a bachelor's degree in law or those in the final year of integrated or three-year law courses. Applicants should possess strong research and analytical skills, writing proficiency, and computer knowledge, including familiarity with legal databases such as ESCR, Manupatra, SSC Online, and others. Candidates must be between 20 to 32 years of age as of February 7, 2025, which is also the final date for registration. The detailed eligibility criteria and application process and other instructions can be accessed on the Supreme Court's official website. You may go on to www.sci.gov.in. The Directorate of Wheat Development under the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of India, has invited applications for the post of Staff Car Driver Grade 2 on a deputation basis, including short-term contract. This position is classified as General Central Service Group C, non-gazetted ministerial, with a pay level 4 as per the 7 CPC. The position is based at the Directorate of Wheat Development in Gurugram, Haryana. Applicants must be employees of the central or state government, holding analogous posts on a regular basis or have at least 8 years of service as staff car driver ordinary grade in pay level 2. The maximum age limit for the post is 56 years as of the closing date of receipt of applications. The application must be sent through proper channels to the director, Directorate of Wheat Development, Gurugram, Haryana, within 60 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For detailed instructions and to download the application format, kindly visit the website at https://dwd.da.gov.in. High Explosives Factory, HEF, a unit of Munitions India Limited under the Ministry of Defence, Government of India, located in Khadi, Pune, Maharashtra, invites offline applications from eligible engineering graduates for the position of Graduate Project Engineer on a tenure basis. The recruitment is open for engineering disciplines including mechanical, electrical, chemical and civil. Age criteria require candidates to be below 30 years as of the advertisement's publication date, with relaxations applicable for reserved categories as per government norms. Candidates should submit their applications in the prescribed format within 21 days from the advertisement's publication in the newspapers and Employment News to the Chief General Manager, High Explosives Factory, Khadki, Pune, Maharashtra 11003. For details, kindly refer to https://ddpdoo.gov.in. The Institute for Social and Economic Change, Bengaluru, is inviting applications for backlog faculty posts in the area of professors, 3 posts academic level 14, associate professor, 2 posts academic level 13A, and the positions are reserved for SC and ST candidates. The last date to apply is 10th February 2025. Detailed information and application procedures are available on the ISEC website at www.isec.ac.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnsttalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.